Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
Now, all around the country today, people are boiling kettles, preparing to celebrate National Biscuit Day with their most desired biscuit. What are Ireland's favourite biscuits and how do they get their name? Our reporter, Jonathan de Burgh Butler, went out to find out.
Ginger nuts. Ginger, I love a ginger nut. Dipped in my tea.
I have to say, now, if I was going home, a cup of tea now, it'd have to be digestives. You can't go wrong.
Are you a nibbler, a dunker or a chomper?
I'd be more of a nibbler, me, now, I have to say. I don't like my biscuits soggy. I'd rather just eat them as I go along and drink the tea.
Biscuits. What is the origin of biscuits? What is the history of biscuits? My name is Martin McInumara. I'm a chef, a lecturer, a culinary historian, and I'm the chair of the new master's degree in gastronomy and food studies in the Dublin Institute of Technology. When you break it down, there's two parts to it. There's the bi, or the bis, and the qui. And the bi, or the bi, basically means two, whether it's bicycle, meaning two wheels, or bisexual, whatever you're having yourself, are the qui, this twice cooked, which is in biscuits. Because originally biscuits were at least twice cooked, sometimes even four times cooked. And the reason for this was that you would dry them out. It was a preserving nature that they would survive a long journey. The original biscuits were ship's biscuits, or they were used to provision an army. And it was a way of supplying solid food that would last for well over a year. Naturally, they were quite hard. And there's a great story about the Anzacs in Gallipoli. And they had the famous Anzac biscuits to provision them. And they were so hard that one soldier actually wrote a note to his family, put their address on the biscuit, put a stamp on the biscuit and sent it in the post. And it arrived safe and sound in Australia without even cracking or chipping. That's how hard it was. But what you did to eat them is you poured hot liquid over them, or a form of liquid or soup, or also you could actually dunk them, I suppose, in your tea or your coffee.
That's the origin of dunking, then.
Absolutely. This is the origin of dunking.
We'd like to wish all our customers a happy World Biscuit Day.
Over in Supervalue Kimmage, I asked the great and the good of the village what they'll be dunking into their tea this evening. Ken, what's your favourite biscuit?
Ginger nuts.
Why do you like ginger nuts so much?
They just have a nice taste, nice flavour, and great with a cup of tea.
And can I ask you, are you a nibbler, a chomper, or a dunker?
A dunker.
Niamh, and my favourite biscuit is Fox's Round Biscuits.
It's very difficult when there's so much choice, isn't there? Would you eat many biscuits every day?
No, I try not to, to be healthy.
I love biscuits, and they go very well with coffee.
The biscuits, as we know them, are inextricably linked with the Quaker religion. Within business and commerce, the food industry was seen to be actually a safe, ethical industry to join. So the Quakers are linked with biscuits, we think of Jacobs. They're linked with chocolate, you know, Cadbury's and Fry's. They're linked with jam, we think of lambs. And of course, most famously in Ireland probably would be the Bewley's family, who brought in tea, coffee and the sticky buns. There's a saying in Dublin, would you risk it for a biscuit? Not for the whole of Jacobs. And that sort of links the whole Jacobs thing. Jacobs themselves started in Waterford in 1852. And then their cream crackers were introduced in 1885. And they were so popular that at one stage we had 1,300 workers there on the corner of Anger Street, in their factory there in Anger Street and Bishop Street, where DIT's Anger Street campus is now, which is the old Jacobs factory. And of course, that was involved in the 1916 Rising as well. It was one of the headquarters. So that was the Jacobs company.
I'm Jenny Sennett. I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts. And with my wife Elaine, we own the Dublin Cookie Company. We started the Dublin Cookie Company over 3 years ago. We were doing markets, festivals, kind of testing out all the different products. We were in the supermarket with our cookie dough for a little while, which we're relaunching soon enough. And we opened this shop here in the Liberties in March of 2016. So we've been here just over a year. These are a few of our best sellers: the peanut butter chocolate chip, the classic chocolate chip, and the sea salted caramel with toasted pecan. And then a few new creations that we've put on the counter in the last year or so. One's a flourless coconut macaroon covered in dark chocolate. One is a lemon burst cookie developed by one of our interns. And the last two are different varieties of Mayflowers brought to us by the April showers, of course.
They all look wonderful. I'm going to actually try one of them. This one here is the caramel.
Sea salted caramel.
Sea salted caramel. It's chewy, mm-hmm. but crunchy. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the sea salt coming through now, and the caramel is hitting me. And I like this. This is very, very, very nice.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good.
As my visit to the Dublin Cookie Company comes to an end, I wonder aloud, is there a difference between a cookie and a biscuit?
I think there is. Having grown up in the States, I see a cookie as soft and chewy on the inside and crispy on the outside. And biscuits are pretty much always crispy. But really, if you're getting technical about it, they're all part of the same family. So I don't know. You'd have to be very technical to find the real difference.
With one bite out of it, looks like a C. A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C.
Marching, there's a bit of controversy over the difference between a biscuit and a cookie. Is there a difference?
They're both basically the same thing, except in America, when you use the term biscuit, they mean a sort of soft bread, a bit like a scone. So to differentiate that understanding from what we understand as a biscuit, they call theirs a cookie.
Rachel Wick to the back of the checkout, please. Rachel Wick.
I see you've picked up some chocolate butter biscuits here. They're very tasty. Why do you go for them, Mikes?
I like chocolate biscuits and they're cheap.
Keith, what's your favourite biscuit in the world?
McVitie's chocolate biscuit. Just bog standard McVitie's chocolate biscuit.
Am I right in thinking that there's also a link to royalty?
Yeah, there's a number of terms associated with biscuits that you mightn't necessarily think about royalty, but then when you look at them, think about bourbon creams, and you think about the bourbon court in France. Nice, Marie, Marietta's, all of those that you don't necessarily think were cream are linked with royalty. The Nice biscuit originally was called Nice, but what happened is that Queen Victoria visited Nice in south of France and made the Nice quite popular. And suddenly the biscuit changed from being Nice to being Nice, so as to have that royal association with this sort of royal visit to Nice.
What's your own favourite biscuit?
Oh, that's a good one. Probably shortbread, even though I do like an old ginger nut.
See, it's for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Yeah! Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.